Before we had Taylor, I never gave thought to when somebody would just loosely say, oh, you act so retarded. It's loosely saying it because I don't think that they're really in their mind comparing you if you do something silly or goofy that, well, you're acting like someone with Angelman syndrome. So those terms are very loose. But then after we had Taylor, we would hear that. And I think his dad, Jim, I saw him first take the offense. He says, I really wish that you wouldn't do that. There are children with special needs who know that they have special needs. And so I think that if we watch what we say, then we won't offend any of these children. One time I said to someone, this is Taylor. Taylor has Angelman syndrome. And I gave them the characterizations, the non-speech and giggling, inappropriate laughter. I did say, well, he's mentally retarded. But my sister noticed, she said, when you said that, he looked down and his eyes kind of drooped. And I thought, well, how much does he understand what I'm saying since he can't communicate verbally? So we try to be careful with that. Not just because of Taylor and because of the way that we would perhaps be perceived, but we have to be cognizant for other children as well.
That's right.